All right, what's going on, kinfolk? We are back with another episode of Men and Mental. Shout out to the YouTube family checking in, those checking in on Spotify and Apple. So, yeah, we're back. I know it's been a little about, I want to say 2 weeks, maybe about 2 weeks and some change. But yeah, just been doing other things, focusing on my Instagram content, writing down different ideas for YouTube and things of that nature. But I have not forgot about you guys. This is something that I love doing and that I'm going to continue to do. But today's topic is going to consist of two things. The first thing we're going to talk about is weakness versus vulnerability. And I've been discussing this topic for like the past week with different friends and family and whatnot. And it's something that stands out to me that a lot of people, or even, you know, men in general, don't really know how to identify the difference between what can be considered weak or what can be considered vulnerable. And then that in itself creates a disconnect. So in my experience, when I talk to different women and certain women, they encourage, they want a man to be vulnerable with them, right? Especially if they're dating, you know, things of that nature. They want a man to be vulnerable with them. From a man's perspective, they look at it as like, if I do this, she's going to look at me as weak and she's going to leave me for a stronger or a more, you know, mentally strong guy, I guess. And I guess that narrative kind of comes from, it can come from a lot of different ways. It can come from childhood. It can come from the internet. It can come from a lot of different ways. And I know there's other podcasts out there that teach that men need to be strong and this, that, and the third. So that is another thing that it can come from. But I'm here to tell you that from my experience and, you know, strictly my experience, being vulnerable with the woman is one of the best things you could possibly do. Now, the idea or the disconnect kind of comes in is that a lot of men don't know what that looks like, or, you know, just how do I go about that? Some men don't want to feel weak, you know, that, and that's where the disconnect comes in. So I tell you from my experience, one, it's okay to feel sad or depressed or angry or, you know, any type of emotions that any human could possibly feel. But the main two are, you know, or the main one is really just sadness. That's the one that men are apparently not supposed to have and can be looked at as weak. So here's the route that I normally take. If, you know, I'm dating someone and, you know, we've been dating for a little minute and it gets to a point where, you know, something in my personal life can have me feeling sad. And as it doesn't necessarily have to be anything between, you know, the girl and I. It could just really just be my personal life. And, you know, this is a person that, you know, I've shared experiences with and that I care about, that I like being around, things like that. It gets to a point where it becomes hard to try to mask that sadness. And a lot of men kind of get caught up in this scenario where, you know, you can see it on a person's face if they're feeling a certain way. Some people, others are just very good at hiding it, which is a problem. But to focus in on the people who just really can't hide it by facial expression, and I'm one of them, you know, they ask like, hey, what's wrong? And a lot of times men like to be like, these lights in here are tripping out on me. But a lot of men just like to be like, oh, okay, I'm fine, I'm okay, you know, I get through it, whatever. And that is a very terrible response, because, you know, a lot of times, or sometimes, when people ask you, hey, what's wrong, you can talk to me, they're opening that door for you. Like, this is your door to step through, to be vulnerable. Like, I'm right here, I'm asking, you know, because I'm concerned. And a lot of men don't step through that door strictly because they're afraid of looking weak. Now, I would encourage you as a man to, you never really know how easy or hard something is until you try it. You know, you're afraid of looking weak, but you don't even know what that looks like because you've never tried it, right? If you were told not to cry, you never cried in front of anyone, how do you even know what that looks like? And especially when it comes to people that you deeply care about, and those people that you know deeply care about you as well, those are the ones that you should be trying to step through that door first. You know, learn how to be vulnerable with those closest around you, so nothing is getting bottled up in your head, or you get to a point where if something sad happens, you feel like you can't go to anyone, you know? So you always want to identify, who are the people in my life that I care about the most, right? If I'm feeling sad, can I go to this person, or can I go to that person? Can I go cry to this person? Can I go cry to that person? Sometimes as a man, you just got to let it out. Because I know me, I even said this on, was it the last or the podcast before? These lights are really tripping out. But I said this before that, you know, typically if I cry, I'm going to like cry because, you know, for so long I was taught to just kind of hold it in, build it up. So now it's like I was never taught to how to effectively cry, like how to, you know, how to just let it out in a calm manner. Now it's like my shit just come rolling, you know. But so I think the first step that I would encourage every man and woman, if you're struggling with it as well, to get you a journal or use your notes app in your phone and really just get to a point where if you ever get to a point where you feel sad, kind of identify where that sadness come from, right? Try to identify, like, all the way down to the root problem. Like, why am I sad? Then you're going to identify it. You're going to also want to identify, why does this particular thing make me sad? Then once you do that, I also want you to write a list of people who you feel like you can tell this to, will help you understand, will also help you get through it. And why or why not you, or why not you cannot, or why do you feel as though you can't go to them? You know, like, you probably know, like, oh, this person would probably help me get through it, but I still feel like I can't go to that person. So I want you to identify that. And, you know, once you do that, then really just take a look in the mirror and be like, is it really me that's stopping myself from being vulnerable? Or was I taught it? Or are there outside forces that make me feel? Or genuinely, is it really myself? So, because I know for me personally, I kind of held my own self back emotionally and from being more vulnerable when I had the opportunity to, I just kind of just didn't do it. You know, I was presented the opportunity once I got older and I was just like, nah, I'm good. You know, I don't cry. I ain't even, you know what I'm saying? I don't really cry at funerals. Like, I'm chilling, you know? So I had the opportunities. I just never took them. I took them for granted. And, you know, trying to be the tough guy, trying to be this, trying to be that. And eventually it gets bottled up and it does more damage than a lot of people may think. And so it's important to know that, you know, somebody, and this is another important thing, actually just came to my head and I was discussing this yesterday, that if you identify a person that you feel as though you can be vulnerable with, and in that same person they call you weak, don't take that as a bad thing, and don't let that depress you. Don't let that, you know what I'm saying, take your courage away. Don't, for God's sake, don't let it make you feel weak, because it's a, like I said, it's a good thing, and I'm gonna tell you why. You were just able to identify why this particular person is not worthy of being in your life, because you came to them in a very vulnerable moment. They looked at it, they heard everything you said, and instead of, rather than understanding or trying to help you get through it, they called you weak. And that's everything you need to know about that person. You don't even gotta, you don't gotta cry for this person no more. You don't gotta deal with them no more. It just lets you know that this is the type of person that you can't be that way around. You know, me personally, I don't even want to be friends with a person like that. You know, like, cause, you know, if I open my friend group up to anyone and they come to me crying, I got you. We're gonna have a conversation. I'm never gonna look at my homie or one of my homegirls and call them weak if they crying to me. You know what I mean? So that's a very good thing. If you are able to come go to someone vulnerable and they call you weak, cut the, I mean, you don't need that. It just helps you open your eyes and identify, you know what? That's okay. That just lets me know what type of person you are. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, oftentimes, that those are also the same people who are not able to be vulnerable themselves because they look at that type of stuff as weak. All right. So it's a teaching moment for everyone. They just helped you identify who they are, but it also helped you identify and step out of a comfort zone that you didn't know you could. So you got two options. You could either leave this person where they're at if they're really stuck in that way, or like I said, it becomes a teaching moment where it's like, hey man, I really came to you in a vulnerable moment and you kind of called me weak. I don't really fuck with that. You know what I mean? And I feel as though you may be projecting, because if you my homie or you my homegirl and you came to me crying, I wouldn't do that to you. So it really all depends on, you know, that status of that relationship, or if you've been friends for years or whatever the case may be. So just keep that in mind. Now we're going to drift into this second topic. And I actually got this topic from a book that one of my friends had got me that I read it just about every day. It's called The Unapologetic Guide to Black Mental Health, right? Written by Rashida Walker. And it is a phenomenal book. It helps navigate an unequal system, learn tools to emotional wellness, and get the help you deserve. Now, towards the end of this book, in chapter 12, the title of this particular section is called Claiming Your Truths Make Change Possible, which is very powerful. Now, there's a part in here that I kind of want to, it's not really directed at my beautiful women, but it does have that passage that seems as though it's kind of directed at black women. And it's not a bad thing, but I'll just read it so you guys will understand. It says, psychological fortitude is not about that strong black woman persona that you, your friends, and your family think so highly of in the midst of difficult times. And like I said, it's not really directed at black women in particular. I feel as though that can go towards men and women. So whenever you make that persona in your head that I'm a strong black woman or I'm a strong black man, it's like, that's fine to a certain degree, but you can't use that in certain moments of struggle just to pretend as though you have it all together. And, you know, like this book says, if you're pretty much just destroying your psychological fortitude and you don't even realize it, because you're taking in all of these struggles and you pretend like you have it all together. You don't feel like you need to go talk to nobody. You don't feel like you need help. So guess what you do? You just suck it up. You know what I mean? So that is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing to do. So it also says, embracing an artificial version of psychological fortitude drives you to overeat your way to an early grave and disregard your emotional well-being and your physical health, all in the name of looking like you have it all together. I think that pretty much speaks for itself. And, you know, one of the main things I want to get on here and say is that you don't have to pretend to be anyone else. You don't have to pretend like you have it all together. You don't have to pretend to be strong. You don't have to pretend to be the cool friend or the friend that's the strongest or any of that. Because at the end of the day, we're all humans. We all have emotions. We all have our own personal struggles to some degree. And all of those personal struggles need their own personal, their own personal attention, right? So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it's okay to not be okay. You know, we're all strong to a certain degree. I consider myself a strong man, but I also consider myself an aware man. I'm very aware of times of when I'm feeling sad. I'm very aware of times when I may need help. I'm very aware of when people around me may need help and how I can go about getting the help or helping them get that. You know, so I think that is a healthy balance for everyone to have or to begin to establish within themselves. Like, I can be strong, but I also need to be aware, you know, because if you're not aware, and then, you know, it's like I hear stories all the time where people just get into a state and they really just don't know how to identify what that state is. And that could be a state of depression, state of sadness, state of anger, state of anything. And they don't know how to identify it to the point where they just wait for it to go away, right? Which is effectively, you're pretty much just pushing it to the back of your mind until you forget about it. But again, that's just destroying your psychological fortitude, because that's exactly where it goes. It's going to go bang on that wall until it crumbles, you know? So being able to be aware of how you're feeling, how to identify those feelings, how to go get help if you're not able to work through those feelings by yourself or with friends or family, then it's time to go seek outside help. Outside of that, that is being aware of who you are, what you need, your mind, your soul. So that is a very important thing that I kind of want to get on here and share for you guys. And again, this is probably going to be a shorter episode because I was sitting upstairs and I was reading this book and I was just like, wow, I just feel as though I need to go share this because I feel like this is important information for the masses, not even just for men, but for both men and women, that, you know, just be yourself. You know, you don't have to try to pretend to be something you're not, because again, that just makes life harder. You may think you fit in now, and you know, I went to all black high school, right? Have fun, all of these things, and I definitely remember seeing kids kind of want to be that popular kid, want to be this, want to be that, want to, you know, pretend they're something else. But then if you see them outside of school, then they're a completely different person. Then it's like, what the hell is going on? So you never want to be that person where you have to pretend to be someone you're not just to fit in, because then when you come out of that environment, who the hell are you? Like, who the hell are you? You don't even know, because all you know is that you just know how to put on this front. But then when all of that goes away, you don't know who the hell you are. Then it gets to a point where you start to feel guilty for just being yourself, right? And I was at that point. You know, I'm trying to be cool, trying to be this. And then it's like, damn, I want to go watch some anime or some shit. And it's like, I feel guilty. Like, damn, I don't need to be watching. I'm trying to tell myself, my real self, from my fake persona, that I shouldn't be doing something that I genuinely want to do. You know, so imagine how that looks and how that feels. So you never want to get to that point where your fake self is overcoming your real self, your authentic self. You know what I mean? So, I think my camera about to overheat. But so I just kind of wanted to get on here and share that. I hope you guys enjoyed. It's like I said, it's going to be a shorter one. The next one is probably going to be extremely long because I've been working on it for a little minute now. And again, if you guys have topics that you want to share, I'm constantly reading emails for different guests to come on here. I have a lot of you guys already scheduled, so be on the lookout for those. We about to go through a whole rebranding. We're about to change the room up. Obviously, I need to go get some new lights because these are here and turning up. Shout out to the YouTube gang for seeing that. But guys, I hope you guys enjoyed. Remember, I am Ken. Love every single one of you guys for showing up and listening. Shout out to everyone on the YouTube family for showing up and watching. But I love every single one of you guys. If you learned something from this podcast today, feel free to reach out to me through DMs, or if you're on YouTube, feel free to comment, whatever. Or, you know, if you have a story that you want to share that you feel as though I can add some insight to, feel free. I'm always willing to help. My ear is always open. I'm always looking to try to help someone, and that is the purpose of this podcast, is to kind of spread a message that can effectively benefit, you know, our communities and our children and even the adults, because we need it as well. But I think that about wraps it up. I don't know if you guys can hear Zoe, but she's just like walking around in this crate, and I know she's getting bugged out because she's ready to come out. But I really appreciate you guys for sticking around, and I think we're about to wrap it up. So again, shout out to the YouTube fam. Don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe. Shout out to everybody on Spotify and Apple. Feel free to, like I said, DM me, show some love any way you possibly can. Share this podcast with a friend or a neighbor or a brother or a sister, auntie, mother, grandmother, whoever. But that pretty much wraps it up, guys. So I'll see you guys in the next podcast of Men and Mental. Peace out.